Robotics has been thriving in Iran in the past decade, with the first game starting in 2002. Over the past several years, Iranian students and researchers have taken part in several international competitions, but local games are becoming international events themselves too.
Robotics is now picking up in Iran, and we're now seeing more and more competitions in this field, but now it's getting more focused on a practical approach with artificial intelligence.
Robots helping people, robots helping the industry, and robots to the rescue. This was the theme of the second International Robotics and Artificial Intelligence Festival in Tehran.
The event was held in one of Iran's leading universities, Emir Kabir University of Technology.
It focused more on a practical use for robots, making them more useful than just prototypes for research. Following the imposed war of Iraq in the 1980s, many mines are still left intact in the battlefields that have become cities. One of the focuses of this event was demining robots.
As we live in the region of Khorramshahr Abadan and the use of these robots there because of the mine left from the time of the war, we decided to build this kind of robot so we could prevent human casualties and instead put the robots in the line of danger.
While I personally haven't seen mine incidents, but we have heard and seen many casualties from the people living along the border.
Robots at Work was another part of this event, and one of the groups enjoyed students from high school to university in building an intelligent robot to work in the industry for moving objects.
According to Robocot rules, we have built a robot that is mobile and is fully automatic and autonomous, and it's using so much from neural networks, fuzzy logic, and many algorithms in vision, especially for grasping an object and recognize the object from the others.
The organizer of the event told us why this year's competition was after a more practical approach to robots and using robots in people's day-to-day lives.
I think we have to look at it in two ways. One way is that we are trying to respond to the requirements and the needs that somehow we see it in the society, and particularly in the industry. And one is that we are trying to kind of catch up and stay with what's happening in the world.
Every student or researcher here had made more practical robots, some to help the industry and others to prevent human casualties in their region. But all this showed the thriving scene of robots in Iran and use of artificial intelligence, which is still a new concept. Pedram Khaydari reporting for Press TV in Tehran.